Welcome to Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen. And this is Friday, May the 3rd. And we are finishing an extremely consequential week with a story that is so profoundly American and so incredibly important to the history, the future history of our Democratic Republic. I know there's a lot of people that get all bent out of shape back and forth over all that kind of talk, but you know, get past it, because our democracy survived today. The story today is so important that there's no way to overstate this. Because as great as any story that we have seen in years, that's what we saw today at the Trump trial. Hope Hicks distinguished herself as a truly great American, having testified under oath in a way which Trump people generally can't understand. A whole section of this country does not get it. What is it, 40%, 30%, 35%, 45%? I don't know. My guess is it's probably closer to 30 or 35%. That's my feeling. But it's hard to exactly quantify. Maybe the only way I can quantify this for you is by looking at Joe McCarthy. There's a famous poll that I cite all the time. This was from 1954. I believe it's June of 54. And it was a Gallup poll. And the Gallup poll just wanted to see where Joe McCarthy stood after his moment of shame, which occurred, of course, with Robert Welch, the attorney who turned to McCarthy and said, "At long last, sir, have you no shame?" Well, that moment was finally reached today in the trial against Donald J. Trump. He finally was put where he needed to be put, and jail will follow. But that's not even the point. The point is the greatness of Hope Hicks, not as an individual, but as an American. Because what she did today was extraordinary, beyond anything that you can imagine. If you've read Profiles in Courage, you know, Kennedy's book that was probably co-written by Theodore Sorensen. If you read the book, it was great. It was inspirational to me as an 11-year-old, I can tell you that, in 1962. But more importantly, today, Hope Hicks stood up as an American and did what Americans are supposed to do. She walked into a courtroom and under oath, she told the truth. It's that simple. And everybody is just stunned. It's astonishment. In Manhattan today, because our country has put up with insanity among psychopaths who 1 minute say one thing and another minute say something else. They say Donald Trump is a grifter. He should never even be close to the White House. Then they say they're voting for him because they love him. all of that. But today, a true American got on the stand and told the truth under oath. Now, how do we know it's the truth? We know, and that jury knows, and everybody in that courtroom knows, and Donald Trump knows. The whole country will know. No question, there may be that 35% in that Joe McCarthy poll in 1954, where 35% of the people, after Joe McCarthy had been completely and utterly disgraced, 35% said, "We support Joe McCarthy." That was the 1954 poll done by Gallup. And so it gives you at least some idea what the bottom line is in the United States. That's where it is. So right around that 35% mark. If it's a little higher now, it might be. If it's a little lower, it might be that. But it's right around there, 35%. But Hope Hicks didn't worry about any of it. She didn't think about a poll. She didn't think about who was going to hire her next week. She walked into a courtroom, and you know she's resisted in the past speaking where she didn't want to have to tell the truth. She's resisted it. She did everything she could for Trump. And then in 2022, she was forced to speak in front of Congress. And from the day that she told the truth to Congress under oath, Donald Trump would have nothing to do with her anymore. And she told that story today, too. But today, she went further than that. Today, she got on the stand and she started to cry. She immediately started to cry. It had nothing to do with what anybody had said to her or asked her. Nothing. She cried because she didn't want to have to do what she knew that she was being called to do as an American. But she did it. And she cried. And the judge stopped everything and let her get her composure so that she could testify. And then she did. And she told all about what was happening in the White House in 2016, 2017, 2018, told the whole story about the Access Hollywood tape, told the whole story about how Donald had told everybody, deny, deny, deny. Listen to that again. That Donald told them all, deny, deny, deny. And see, we know what that is. That's what we've been dealing with. We've been dealing with it from the day that he came down the escalator. This guy cannot tell the truth. And today, one of his good, good friends, who truly showed her love for him, cried, could barely get it out in the courtroom. But she had to do it, because when you go into a courtroom in the United States of America and you're told that you're going to be put under oath to testify, you tell the truth. That's what you do. You don't make it up. You don't lie. You don't deny, deny, deny. You tell what you know. And she did. She told what she knew. And she told when she knew it. And she told who else knew it. And she told about how Donald knew it. She didn't hold it back. Did she know that she was establishing her place in American history? I suspect she probably did. She's a very smart lady. There are a lot of smart people out here. A whole lot of them. But this one, today, distinguished herself as an American beyond none other. And let me say that Gianna is here. So let's talk to Gianna here for a minute. And I gather we have no video. Is that the deal?
I guess.
Yeah. Okay. So Gianna, are you there?
Yeah, I'm in a library.
Oh, okay. Okay. Are you somewhere where you can at least talk a little bit?
Sorta.
Okay. Yeah. Are you able to get on the video at all?
Like turn my camera on?
Sure.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. There we go.
There we go.
Okay. So, you know, obviously we understand you can't scream. So that's all right. but let me say to the audience, Gianna Jackson. Am I saying, is that, some people say Gianna and some say Gianna. What is it?
Gianna.
Okay, so let's call you by your proper name, Gianna. I've always said Gianna, and then everybody started saying Gianna, and hey, what can I tell you? Okay, so there you are. You're on the camera, and that's great. And I gather you probably didn't hear anything that I was saying before you came on, but your timing is excellent. Because I did want to talk before you got on about what happened today, because there was a development in the Donald Trump trial that was extraordinary. And this was a moment in American history, which of course you're currently in a world history class, but it's more of an international relations course, and you're headed to American history next semester. And you of course go to Cardinal Ritter College Prep, where I teach as well. And the thing about it is that in this trial, which we've talked about in class some amount, and you all have had a chance to listen to some of the tapes of people discussing it, and you've heard the back and forth, and you know, I think you got a pretty good grounding in what's happening in the case. But beyond all of that, here's what happened that was so extraordinary today, Gianna. A lady named Hope Hicks, who is a former Donald Trump employee at a high level, very high level, she was brought into court today to testify. She has information that everybody wanted to hear. And of course, up until now, for years, as long as Trump has been here, people have gotten into these situations where they're supposed to tell the truth and they don't. But Hope Hicks, first she cried, then she did what she didn't want to do, which is she told the truth about Donald Trump, about what she knew with regard to the faked information that was created in order to advance a further crime, which was to withhold information from the public just in advance of the election, like 2 days before. And on top of that, it violates election law because they're in effect donating money to the campaign, even though it's not cash, it's in-kind contributions. And if all of that is too complicated, just let me say this. She got on the stand and told the truth. She just did. She just did. And the courtroom was stunned because the Trump people don't tell the truth. And she did. Now, that's especially important in terms of why you're here on the air with us, Gianna, because you participated in a debate this week for President of the United States, which was obviously a mock debate, but it was one in which you all, five of you, had a great opportunity to be faced with some questioning and to deal with policies under pressure. What does the pressure feel like? Tell us.
The pressure to do the case?
Yeah, well, to get up there and talk in front of people. You had a big audience. You had, you know, questions being put to you by a moderator as well as by other candidates. How did it feel to be under that pressure?
Well, it wasn't much to me because I'm used to talking in front of people like that. But then again, it was like overwhelming by the way the questions were asked, and you didn't know whether or not you get picked up first right. or last to answer the questions.
Right. So actually, you feel, first of all, pretty good about it, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let me say, all of you, all five of you, did a terrific job. And anybody that, you know, like yesterday we had on CJ who won. But let me tell you, the distance between the winner and the losers in this was so tiny that it was almost random, because you were all so great.
Mm.
Did you feel that when you were up there?
Yeah, sort of. I was still new, so I
don't know. Okay, what did you think about the other people?
I really liked her. I liked CJ's, and I was surprised by Justin's, because I didn't think he'd know. Like, I didn't think he was the type to be into this stuff.
Yeah, but he did. He worked with me the last couple of days. We really pressed to make sure that he came in ready to go, and he was really good. He was excellent. He talked a little bit about some economic things that we discussed, but I'll tell you this. CJ said something about the economics that he didn't even talk about with me, but he did say that a country borrowing money is different than a person borrowing money. Does that sound right to you? Do you follow what's going on there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any thoughts about it? Because, you know, everybody's worried that the country's deeply in debt, which we're not. But they worry about it. And I know everybody on the panel said we have to pay down the debt and let's be a little more careful. Right?
So, well, at first I thought it was the same thing, to pay down the debt. But then when CJ said that, it was like, it is quite different from just owing somebody $20 because you're going to get $20 back. So I guess for the government, if you owe somebody that, it's probably going to double or something.
Well, it's like this. The United States government is different than anybody else because we always pay back our money that we borrow. We pay our debts. Always. And so everybody that lends us money knows they can rely on us. And since they know they can rely on us, they'll loan us more money at lower rates than other people.
Yeah.
Because we're trustworthy.
Mm.
Do you feel like the United States is trustworthy?
In some cases, maybe.
Yeah. That's a sad thing, because it does spread throughout our entire culture, and that is this belief that we're not that good. Isn't that out there?
Yeah.
Yeah. But we are that good. We are. I mean, we make lots of mistakes, don't get me wrong. But I can tell you that today, You know, for example, that one of the things that I teach a lot is the Supreme Court and constitutional law, and our system is just a fabulous system. It's just amazing. And today, that was shown in a courtroom in Manhattan, New York, where a young lady, and when I say a young lady, she's hardly older than you. I mean, she is young. You know, she's like 30 years old, 31. I mean, she's a young lady. And, yeah. And she got in front of that courtroom under all the pressure of all the politics in the United States of America, and she did what everybody in the United States is supposed to do when you're under oath. When you're under oath, what are you supposed to do?
Promise to not lie.
That's it, Gianna, to tell the truth. And this lady told the truth. And believe me, she is going to be attacked and battered and attacked again. And they're going to do everything they can to tear her down. But she just did. She did one thing. She told the truth. There you go. Okay. So let me ask you too. I assume you love doing the debate, right?
Yeah.
So you'll want to be in it again next year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had students that came up to me today and said, "Kaysen, how do we get into that debate? I think you guys have really set the school on fire when it comes to this idea of having debate."
Yeah.
Is that something that feels really good? Yeah,
I think my friend's going to join in on it too.
Yeah, I think everybody's thinking about it. It's just, it was really beautifully done. And, you know, everybody, you know, really put everything into it. I mean, I didn't agree with every word that everybody said, but that's not the point. Not at all. Mm-hmm. Has nothing to do with it. What has everything to do with it is all of you getting up and being able to express yourselves after doing some research and trying to understand the issues. And you did mm-hmm. you did a marvelous job. I mean, nobody, you know, everybody is just beaming over this at the school. Not that anybody else needs to even know that you are great, which still I want them to know. But the point is, it's just that you know how great you all were. Yeah.
Thank you.
So one last question, and then I'll let you get out of here and stop torturing the people in the library. We don't want to make them nuts. So what have the other students said to you after the debate? Has there been any comments back and forth between you all?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
It was just the debate, and then we went back to normal.
Interesting. Okay. Tell me this. Here's one for you. This is just for fun. Where do most students get their news?
Get their what?
Their news.
TikTok.
OMG. Okay. Gianna, you have a wonderful weekend. Glad you could come here. One of our top students at Cardinal Ritter College Prep. You're fabulous. You enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you. Gianna Jackson, and she's good. And you know, there's so much good in this country. So much good. And it is so exhilarating to be able to say today that the country was today exactly what it's supposed to be. It was exactly what John Kennedy wanted it to be when he wrote his book, Profiles in Courage. That's what it was today. Hope Hicks just did everything that an American is supposed to do. And all she did, so simple, all she did is get in front of a microphone in a courtroom and tell the truth under oath. That's all she did. Nothing more, nothing less. She told the truth. Now, the shockwaves from what she told today will be felt for a long time, and everybody will say, well, it's just tribal, it's partisan, all that junk. But just junk. Because the truth is, what she told today, she broke down crying on the stand because she didn't want to tell the truth. This lady has had, over her short lifetime, an extraordinary relationship with Donald Trump. And I want to say that extraordinary relationship, but not the kind of horrible business that we understand that Donald's been involved in. And especially it's important to say it that way because, you know, yesterday when they were going through idiotic conversations in the courtroom and people were parsing words in Clintonian fashion so that you couldn't understand the difference between relationship and romance and sexual and, you know, one minute it's one thing and one minute it's another. That was yesterday. But today is today. And it's a different world today because Hope Hicks showed what it means to be an American. Whatever you believe, whoever side that you're on, you can get in front of a courtroom, promise to tell the truth, and then do it. She told everything. She made the case for the prosecution, but she didn't want to. But she knew that as an American, she had to, because that's the rule. It's a simple rule. My student on here, 5 minutes ago, I asked her what you do in the courtroom when you're under oath, and you heard her. She said, you promise not to lie. And that is the United States of America in a nutshell. That's it. Anything else is truly irrelevant. It really is. I mean, you can argue about one person you like and another person you like, and you can argue about whether you should have higher or lower taxes. None of that matters. Because in the end, the only thing that matters is that when you're under oath in a courtroom before Congress, FBI, you tell the truth. Hope Hicks did everything to stay out of the courtroom. She did everything to stay away from Congress. She tried. But when the rules said that she had to testify, she reluctantly came to tell the truth. And she told it today. And believe me, when people say it was a bombshell, that is so overused. That's so cliche. But that's what it was. It was a bombshell. This weekend, if you listen to the news programs, I mean, look, if you listen to Fox, you know, they'll probably be talking about the weather report. But if you listen to MSNBC or CNN, They're going to tell the story. They're going to tell what happened in the courtroom Friday. Friday, May the 3rd. They're going to tell it. And students will read about this in history for a long time to come, because we've had people in this country for years now who just could not bring themselves to tell the truth. Oh, they'd get up for a minute and get emotional and say something. You know, Donald's a grifter. Donald's a carnival barker, or this and that. He shouldn't be near the government. But then they all, in the final important moment when truth had to be told, they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. Marco Rubio couldn't do it. Ted Cruz couldn't do it. All of those people. Mitt Romney, of course, told the truth from the beginning. But even he was trying to get a job in the Trump administration. But that's okay. He still always told the truth. But never was it like this. Never was it this consequential. Never was it down to the moment where we needed to hear the truth. What is it? If it's against Donald, if it's for Donald, whatever it is, we needed to hear the truth. That's why this trial is so important. And Hope Hicks told the truth. She was an American. It's that simple. That's what she was. You know, when we're through doing this tonight, you may want to have dinner. And in case you want to celebrate, you can go to Wendy's. Wendy's is in Chesterfield Valley. It's at 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road. And the food is tremendous. It really is. For me, the best is the baby back ribs and the onion rings. Other people love the wings and the smoked meat and all the other things, the patty melts, the cheeseburgers, the pizza. I mean, you name it. It's all over the place. Great food for everybody. Something for everybody. And really nice people eating at Wendy's, and a phenomenal owner, Ben, who just a great guy. I may even see Ben this weekend, I hope, when I'm out of Wendy's. But anyway, you should go for sure. Go often. Wendy's, 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road. You'll love the food and the people. If you want jewelry, none other than 4506 Hampton, and that's Jewels on Hampton, you can get all of the designs that you ever imagined done for you at Jewels on Hampton. Al and his staff, I mean, you could bring in gems and they'll cut them and they'll design jewelry for you their way or your way. It doesn't matter. Whatever you want, they will do it, and they'll do it great. They're just professionals. They know how to do it. They buy and sell coins and jewelry. Good prices for everybody. And they're at 4506 Hampton in the city. They're great. Terrific people. I love Al and AJ. You go in and meet them, you'll understand. Just great people. They won't want to let you leave. They're not worried about the jewelry. They just want to talk to you. They're great. They really are. Fun people. Jewels on Hampton. Check them out. And here I am on a Friday afternoon with another one of my suits and ties. And, you know, I'm in pretty good shape here. You know, I like blues. And here I am with some more blues. And the St. Louis Suit Company is the place to go to get these ties for $5, to get the suits, which are gorgeous suits, at terrific prices. And they've got suits and they've got shirts and they've got ties and they've got dress shoes, overcoats in the wintertime, straw hats in the summertime. But let me assure you of this. Unfortunately, just one thing they haven't got. They don't have the chucks. So if you want to be like me, 100%, you got to get the chucks somewhere else. But if you're satisfied to just be a nicely dressed person, well, you can do without the chucks. Forsyth and Central in Clayton, that's the St. Louis Suit Company. They have been there for 29 years. And I can tell you right now, when it comes to weddings, they are the best. And they've been doing weddings for years. It's one of their specialties. Check them out. St. Louis Suit Company. They're in Clayton. Right on the corner of Central and Forsyth. Walk in the door. Walk upstairs. Perfect. You got it. Okay. So, I think I got across the point that I was thrilled that the United States got what it deserves today. I hope it's what we deserve. The truth. The truth. Now, Donald won't do it. Donald won't tell the truth. He won't admit to any of this. He'll lie all the way. He'll do exactly what Hope Hicks told everybody today. She told us what Donald was saying in the White House. Deny, deny, deny. That's what she said. That was the order given to everybody in the White House. Deny, deny, deny. Gee, what a surprise. Like we didn't know that that's what Donald does. Oh, we know it. We knew it. And now, under oath, the jury knows it. And that's where Donald's got a problem that goes so far beyond anything that Michael Cohen could have ever said in that courtroom. Because now, when Michael Cohen comes in to tell his story, ho-hum, big deal, we've already got it all from Hope Hicks. We know what's up. Of course, we got it first from David Pecker, but listen, they weren't exactly believing every last word from David Pecker, most of it, but they knew that there was maybe a little bit of wiggle room in there. And then this guy Davidson yesterday, I guess they're talking about he's an extortionist, etc., which the experts said not really, but you know, sort of edging up to the line. But Hope Hicks? No, this time we got the truth. This was sort of John Dean style, if you recall Watergate, but I don't even know. I don't know. It might be up at the same level as John Dean. It's certainly, you know, it's as high as you can get. I mean, John Dean may have been as good as Hope Hicks. Maybe he was. Maybe. But Hope Hicks was great because Donald is like none other. He says it all the time. And it's the truth. He's the greatest liar in the history of the United States. He lies and lies and lies. But see, today we can say it without sounding like we're just yelling, because Hope Hicks told us. Hope Hicks told us we're right. She was there. She loved Donald Trump. She was loyal to him. She only gave up the story for one reason. And it's the only reason that you're supposed to give up anything in the United States when it comes to telling the truth. When you're under oath, you tell the truth. Now, I understand people don't always do that. Believe me, I was in a lawsuit. can't even believe how long ago it was. Probably 15 years ago. And the lawsuit dragged out for 5 years. And at trial, the lawyers who were on the other side got on the stand in the courtroom and lied. They lied. They lied every word. They didn't tell one bit of the truth. But it was so funny because my partner then, Onion Horton, he and I went to the jury after they had found that we won. Went to the jury, and the jury said that nobody believed a word that they said after they told their names. Not a word. But they lied. They got on the stand and they just lied. And that's what's so great about the United States. Juries are incredible. They get things right. They understand. They don't have to be experts. Not at all. These people that were on the jury had nothing to do with the radio industry, which is what this was about. But they figured it out just from what was said in the courtroom. And when the lawyers on the other side lied, the jury didn't believe one word. Well, here, Donald Trump is up against it. He has lied with impunity for 40 years. But finally, Hope Hicks was the one who had to get on the stand and just say it. This is the truth, because I'm under oath, because this is the United States of America, and because I'm an American. And that's it. That is what separates us from the rest of the world. I promise you, that's all that separates us. We do everything else wrong that you can imagine. But when you go into a courtroom, there's a jury, and there's a requirement that you tell the truth. And amazingly, the jury is incredible when it comes to sifting through the words and figuring out who tells the truth and who does not. And today, they were just, I'm sure, stunned like everybody. We've all listened to nothing but lies for all these years, and Hope Hicks told the truth. Okay, I have some other things that I do want to talk about today. And some of it has to do with Donald, of course. First of all, talking about lies. How about this one? Trump says that today's job numbers were horrible. 175,000 new jobs last month in the United States. Those job numbers are horrible. We are setting records for running below 4% unemployment, today at 3.9, but we continue under 4% month after month. And Donald says the numbers are horrible. Last month, they all talked about on Donald's side how horrible the numbers were, 300,000 new jobs. But the thing that they were upset about last month was the temporary jobs. Now, they knew the truth. The truth was there were people out there that wanted temporary jobs over 55 years old, and they needed temporary part-time work. That's what they wanted, and that's what they got. And there were plenty of full-time jobs in healthcare and other areas. Look, the jobs numbers have been strong, and in fact, they've been too strong. And the Federal Reserve doesn't know what to do about it, because they know that these job numbers have got to come down. And they didn't come down enough today. They did not. Not to, to knock out inflation. And that's what the Federal Reserve is trying to do, to knock out inflation. In the meantime, Donald and his team are trying to end independence at the Federal Reserve when it happens to be one of our most important economic tools. It is essential. And Donald is trying to wipe it out, led by one of the greatest quack economists in the history of the United States, and his name is Stephen Moore. Stephen Moore is a 100% quack. Believe me, what they should do is they should, I assume he's in Wikipedia, what they should do is they should put a picture of Stephen Moore in Wikipedia and right next to him, Donald Duck. That's all. The man's a quack. He hasn't told the truth about anything in economics for as long as I've ever heard his name. Stephen Moore is one of two things. He's either ignorant of everything having to do with economics, or he's lying. One or the other. Stephen Moore and Donald Trump and the rest of his quacks are out here saying that the jobs numbers, as great as they are horrible. And unfortunately, you know, Adolf Hitler proved, a man who Donald idolizes, he proved that if you say a lie over and over and over and over and over and over and over, like they stole the election, then people will believe it, or at least some will. Anyway, jobs numbers today, 175,000 new jobs. Stock market was up pretty strong, sort of. Very narrow. Very, very narrow. That's a problem. More on that next week. Interest rates were down a little bit, but then rebounded towards the end because This isn't over. There's an economic battle underway here, and it's a smart one. It's an important one, and we're working on it. By the way, it looks like we got Justin.
I didn't know this was live. I just seen this on my email. How you doing?
Well, actually, so you're Justin's dad, right?
Yeah.
Well, listen, that's okay. Now that's great. I love it. Nothing like catching somebody by surprise. Yeah, we're on the air and you're on the air in your car.
Wait. You go to my son's school or something?
I'm your son's teacher.
Oh, you know what? You sent me an email before. I'm probably an email list or something.
Yeah, well, it's worse than that because actually there's a kid at school, I don't even know who it is, who messed with Justin's email, and so you can't see his email anymore. It comes on across something crazy, and the only thing that's there is yours. Oh, okay. And it says Justin. So I thought that must be you. Well, it is you. You're our Justin, but you're the dad. So let me say this to you, Dad.
Yeah.
Let me say this to you. And I don't know. We haven't met, have we?
We talked on the phone. You sent me one of his.
We've talked on the phone, but we haven't met, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we haven't met.
Yeah. So let me tell you something. Your son was in a debate this week.
Right.
And he was great. He was.
Yeah, I heard.
He was outstanding. He really was. And we did some work on it ahead of time, and he was prepared, and he just did great. He's excellent, and he's going to work on new things next year with us. And you now have a little bit of understanding more of what we do because here you're now seeing a live broadcast that we do that's in the real world. Yeah. And that's cool. Justin understands all this.
I didn't even know who you were until I seen the restream. So I was like, okay, you know, it was something different. So I pressed it. But yeah, I helped Justin prepare for the debate as well too.
Yeah.
See, here's something you don't know about Justin.
Okay.
One of his great uncles. You know, you ever heard of Floyd McKissick?
Of course.
That's his uncle.
Isn't that something? Unbelievable.
Yeah. So. He got to learn more about him stuff. He stood for it too. That's when I was telling him about his stuff. So he got it in him. It's just have to apply himself.
Justin is a great young man. He's a great young man.
Yeah, he is a great young man.
Yeah, he really is.
He sure is.
You know, and my favorite thing is every time the kids mess up, you know, I mm-hmm. always say one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Teenagers.
Hey, that's all it is. It's a learning experience. People
exactly.
have to understand. They still learning.
Yep.
So I had to get off the phone. It was great getting on here, bro. It was kind of unexpected, but I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, even though it was kind of a surprise for me as well.
Hey, Dad, you be safe on the road.
Are you too?
Okay, take it easy. You bet. So that's fun stuff that we do. Justin's a good guy. He was supposed to be here tonight, but like I said, teenagers. But at any rate, Dad did make it, and that was a good thing, too. Also, let's talk about a few other things. We still have 8-9 minutes left, and so many things that Donald is trying to tear down in America. But it's such a great day in America because they moved the curtain. You know, the Wizard of Oz, they pulled the curtain. The dog did it. He came over. And he pulled that curtain away, and Hope Hicks told the truth. And we know now what we knew anyway. And, of course, the other side won't know it because they don't want to hear it. You know how they put their hands over their ears and they go, la, 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 la. Yeah, okay. But it doesn't matter because the jury heard it. And that's a problem. When juries hear these things, that's trouble. Okay, more things. Trump says that he might not accept the results of the upcoming election. It depends on whether it's honest or not. Now, I just want to take you back a few years, and let's try this on some different people. The first person I want to try it on is Richard Nixon. Can you imagine somebody going to Richard Nixon and saying, are you going to accept the election? Can you imagine Richard Nixon saying, I'm not sure? Because if you can imagine that, you would be so wrong. Because Richard Nixon lost to John Kennedy by 100,000 votes nationally. That's it. It was dead even. And the votes were in Cook County, Illinois. And people went to Nixon and said, you know, there were probably shenanigans in Cook County, and you may have won. And as a result, you may have actually won the entire election. And Nixon said, we're not doing that. I lost. That's it. The election's over. When you lose, you lose. Al Gore said, when you lose, when the Supreme Court says that you lose, you've lost. Now, we all knew that there were 5,000 votes minimum out there that would have been found if they had counted them, but the Supreme Court said no. And Al Gore said, election over. Hillary Clinton, when she lost to Donald Trump, and she lost fair and square, I mean, she won by 3 million votes in the national vote, but that's not how we count it in the United States, and she knew that in the Electoral College she lost, and she got in front of the country and she said, I support our new president. Go listen to it. Go listen to it. Honestly, go listen to it. John McCain, the famous speech where he was congratulating Obama and the people started booing, and he said, no, don't do it. This man is an American. He is one of our people. Honor him. Only Donald Trump will tell us not only that it's all rigged and a lie and so forth, but go one step further. He doesn't just say it after it happens. He says it before it happens. It's a lie. It's rigged. It's against me. They hate me. They're trying to get me. Not even Richard Nixon would do that. Nobody in American history has done that. Nobody. No person. We don't do that. But here we are, months before the election, and Donald Trump says he doesn't know. He'll tell us later whether or not he's willing to accept the election. It might be rigged. It might be dishonest. And by the way, how did Joe Biden rig the election when Donald Trump was the president? Forget it. No sense in even getting into it. Let me talk about something else that's really, it's not even fair to give it only two and a half minutes. You know that in the United States, there are places where we have lead in our water. I've talked about this on the radio, on television, everywhere for many years. And I just want to make it clear. Today, we're back into the same conversation. Joe Biden, using the funds from the infrastructure deal that he got passed, is promising that not only are we going to clean up the lead in the water, but he's promising that we are going to do it in our inner cities, in the worst places where the lead is in the water and harming our young people. Young people in areas where they're suffering from all kinds of devaluation anyway, from racism to lead in the water, to redlining, to everything you can imagine. You name it. They don't have the equipment that everybody has in the big cities where it's all white people. But Joe Biden stood up today and said, we're going to use that money to get the lead out of the water. Now, at the same time, I want to be very careful here. Barack Obama promised to get the lead out of the water in the inner cities. Hillary Clinton, before she was even president, promised it. They promised it under Bill Clinton. Everybody promised it. Everybody said we're going to get the lead out of the water. It is harming inner city people and our young people in the inner city. It's horrible. It's horrific. And we haven't done it yet. Now, Joe Biden says we're going to use that money and get the lead out of there. And we can only hope that they, in fact, get the lead out of that water. Because it's a crime against black people in America, and it needs to end. But listen, end this on a happy note, because somebody told the truth like an American on the stand today. Hope Hicks, a great American. Don't forget the great people that support our show. St. Louis Suit Company, Wendy's, Jules on Hampton. I'm Mark Kaysen. This is Showdown. Good night.